Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
It's a Friday. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And as always, it's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It's National Donut Day, and I need to check my self-awareness because I was literally here yesterday trying to write an article when you had to do a spot for that.
I did. I was recording one, yep.
I didn't remember this at all.
Nope.
So I just bought some donuts just to share with people because I was just doing it. I was hungry. I needed a bagel. That was the first thing I went for. It was for a bagel, not for a donut.
No, you went for breakfast.
Yes, I went to grab an actual, like, something for breakfast. Not that the Schmim Schmorton's bagel is much better than, you know, the donut, but, you know.
It works.
It works. My primary objective was a bagel, not a donut. I buy donuts. I come in here with you. And there are like 9 boxes of donuts out there.
He's not even exaggerating. It's that many. It's like 8 or 9 of them.
It's a lot. Showed up when I got here.
And now, because I'm a prideful son of a bee, I'm like, I'm going to eat my donuts. Because I spent my money on them. I don't want your free donuts. What a great start to my Friday.
And it was like,
knowingly having wasted my money. Uh-huh.
And it is one of those, like, you walk in the door, we're in the bistro immediately, and you look to the left, and there they all are. No grace period of you being like, I did a good thing today.
You saw it. I went and got irritated in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
It's a rough start to your Friday.
Rough start. Did I spend a lot of money on the donuts? No. Would I still like that change in my pocket? Yes.
That's gas money right there, man.
That's another day I could go and buy donuts.
Yeah, just a different day.
Yes.
Just a different day.
So, yeah, no, great start for me.
Tough to see it. Yep. Tough to see it.
That's pocket awareness of, like, Trent Edwards.
It's a good pull. Before we came on air, we were talking about drought-era quarterbacks.
Yep.
We were talking about Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And their kind of wayward movements.
Yep.
Lost in the desert a little bit there. We did finally, though, get the resolution on Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
oh, yay, yeah, cool. Yeah. That I spent money I didn't need to on donuts, and now we get to talk about Aaron Rodgers. This Friday is lit-tastic. Let's go.
Well, we don't have to start there. We don't have to.
Thank goodness.
The finals through two total games, one in the NHL, one in the NBA, have been very, very good.
The first games of each of those finals is fantastic, and you hope that it can stretch into six or seven games for each of them. A great game one does not make a series, however,
correct.
So warning has to be put out there.
Because let's look at, well, the team that won last night in the NBA, Indiana and the Knicks.
Yeah.
That very quickly became a blowout of a series after game one was so incredible.
But that did get to six.
It did.
So
but,
it did become a long series. Like, obviously, once through four games, it wasn't looking good for New York. No. They do win a game to extend it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And six or seven is deemed a long series.
Yep. Well, here then, another example. Western Conference Finals, NHL. Dallas, big comeback against Edmonton in game one.
That's right.
You feel good. Dallas literally never leads the series again.
Not only that, typically did not show up the rest of the series.
Awful.
Yeah, so there's your cautionary tale. It was the Western Conference Finals in the NHL. But last night, the NBA with Indiana and Oklahoma City, I'm like you, I'm curious about what the ratings are for this because it's two small market teams, two franchises looking to get their first championship ever. And Tyrese Haliburton did it again. And I got to say, it is almost criminal the amount of moments he's created in one postseason.
Yeah.
It's almost awe-inspiring to see it. The amount of confidence that you have to have. There's a player on the wing. He could kick it to with 2 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, he already had it in his mind. The move is, I'm going to fake the drive, pull up, and here it is.
ESPN has the stat now. Haliburton's fourth game-tying or going-ahead field goal in the final 5 seconds of the fourth quarter or OT just this postseason. So, I mean, like, he is on a tear. I saw a compilation on Twitter this morning. Didn't end up watching, but I just saw it pop up. It was like a minute and a half long compilation of just, like, moments he's had in this postseason. Like, that stat is literally just right at the end of games. Not runs in the fourth quarter or highlight plays.
It is the last shots.
It's these last shots. It was a great game. Oklahoma City looked to be in complete command. They did what they normally do, which is the game's a little close. It's within 10, you know, a team's within striking distance. And then that incredible defense that OKC has just forces a bunch of turnovers and the gear switches and they go up 15. They go up 20. You know, and it just becomes that ride. I think with, what, about 6 minutes or about 9 minutes left, it's a 14-point game. OKC's at home, and you're thinking, thanks for showing up, Indiana. Let's just make this a close series. I said it last night on the nightcap.
You did say that.
I just want – give me a five-game series. Let me feel like Indiana belongs because I love how they play. They look like they should belong, but OKC's been the best team all year.
And nationally, it was the same thing of like, I don't know if Indiana really has the same juice that Oklahoma City does. They've been the best team all year in basketball. And what happens? The Pacers do what they've done all postseason.
They go on a run, and they look unstoppable in the fourth quarter at times. No one misses. Everyone's scoring.
It is insane.
And then it feels like when you're the opposing team, and full transparency, I was rooting for the Knicks in the Indiana Knicks series. But you, because I brought up game one, you look at that game too, it felt like every miss the Knicks had was like 30 misses. It just, it all compounded because you're like, Indiana's going to hit again. And then they do. And it just, and Haliburton and the offense, they don't have superstars around them. Pascal Siakam is a very good player. Obi Toppin is a very good player. Nemhard is a good player. None of them, I would say, are great. But Haliburton is just, he is the engine. He goes as everyone else goes, and it's so fascinating to watch. I really enjoyed, too, listening to him last night talk with Scott Van Pelt. And Van Pelt even kind of was like, I'm a late bloomer here with this team. I was not with you guys the whole year, you know, and he's like, all my notes I have on this game were all OKC notes.
Mm-hmm.
I was late to the ball game. And Haliburton hits him with it. So were we. Because Van Pelt brought up the fact that at Christmas, I think they were either like one game above 500 or like one game below 500. They did not look very good.
I think he said they were below 500.
Below 500,
I have that clip. We can play it
later
in the
season,
show.
Over the season, They end up fourth in the Eastern Conference, which 50-32 sounds like an impressive record in its own right. That was still fourth place in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it look impressive? Because that would be third place in the West and off of second by one game.
Yeah. Where the East had what?
So the East had
a 67-win Cleveland team or whatever they
were. The East is more top-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They only have six teams with winning records, actually. Out of out of, you know, eight that make the actual postseason and 10 who make the invitational. Whereas the West had eight teams with a winning record. But Indiana, it's a good record, but it wasn't Cleveland or Boston or New York off by one game.
Mm-hmm.
Or, in particular, your opponent last night. The Thunder had 68 wins all year in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little bit of a struggle with Denver, but most of the postseason they were very much in control.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Indiana, they've become cold-blooded in the postseason.
They're so much fun to watch. They are so much fun. We talked about this off-air, kind of in a little bit of the show prep. I'm curious to see what the ratings are for this game. You brought that up here to start the show as well, because I know the Stanley Cup first game was down, I think, 22% from last year's game one. Mm-hmm. Same teams, both playing incredibly well, but it's down. I almost can tell you for sure the ratings of game one will not be great. The ratings in the fourth quarter, if we're going to go there, might be good because people started to jump to the game. They want to see it, what have you. I don't anticipate the ratings for game one will be very good. I hope, though, because Indiana did win, that games 2, 3, 4, more people will jump to, because I think the overall feeling of this series was that it was going to be OKC, maybe in a sweep, we're hoping 5 or 6. You know, the idea of a game 7, you're a Pacers fan. An Indiana win, oh, you're a super fan. Got it. Right. Where the NHL felt like, okay, that'll be the great series. We're just really proud of Indiana for making it in the NBA. OKC, go do what you're meant to do. And I'll say this, Derek, too, and maybe it's both an impressive thing in Indiana, but also maybe a disappointing thing if you're OKC. Indiana didn't play particularly well that entire game. They were down the entire game. They only take their first lead after the Halliburton go-ahead shot with 0.3 left. Derek, Indiana had 24 turnovers to OKC's 6. That is not a recipe to win.
No.
But then you look at the three-point percentage. 46% from Indiana, 36 from OKC.
Which 36 is not bad by any means.
But 46?
Is you're hitting on almost every other one.
Field goal percentage.
That's nasty work.
Yeah. Field goal percentage, 47% to 39%. You can't even say OKC is necessarily shooting bad last night.
No.
It's just when the moment is brightest.
They are shining.
Indiana shines.
They're shining.
Oh, man. I've been up and down on this era of NBA basketball because I've moved away from parity. Mm-hmm. You know, take me to task if you want. You know, it is what it is. I think dynasties are actually very healthy for sports. But I do think there needs to be that healthy balance of, okay, we're going to have a dynasty, you know, for 5-6 years of these teams kind of going back and forth. But then we'll have 3-4 years of, okay, that team wins their first one. That team wins their first one, what have you.
This team beats the dying dynasty.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe ushers in a new one, right? Mm-hmm. The NFL is perfect at playing off like they have parity when they don't. There was a Twitter picture I saw of like the last like 10 Super Bowls. The Eagles are in 3 of them. San Francisco's in like 2 of them. Tampa's in 2 of them. They're just going through. And they're like, it's not.
Tom Brady's probably in 3 or 4 of them.
The most parity-filled Super Bowl we had was a few years ago when it was Bengals-Rams. Outside of that, it's been where's Brady, where's Mahomes?
Because neither representative has been back in any capacity.
In any capacity. And outside of the Jared Goff Rams, and that was an entirely different team. It's the same team, but it's an entirely different roster.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL's perfect at portraying that they have a ton of parity when they don't. The NBA seems to now be embarrassed by the fact that they don't have a ton of parity. And so the last 7-8 years, because we're going on now 7 years of a new champion, this is what Adam Silver wants. But I do think it has somewhat punished, you know, the ratings.
It's an overcorrection from Kevin Durant.
Golden State dominating.
And my next chapter.
Yeah, I think that's...
It's an overcorrection to the Durant Warriors thing where... Now it's like teams really are trying to do this in a little bit more of a homegrown way. Players are not all flocking together.
Well, they can't really. I mean, like teams really can't afford to do it. Yeah. You can't afford to have those quote unquote big threes
and
anymore.
It's an overcorrection.
Yeah.
You have to draft well. How do you draft well? By being a middling team that wins a lottery, for example.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah. So like you want to make it more balanced, but you still keep the lottery. I mean, heck. You know, the Knicks built their team off of free agent signings and trades.
Yes. Well, the Knicks are also a brand, and they could sell it that way.
OKC built themselves off of drafting. But
OKC also built themselves off of Chris Paul and Paul George. Those trades defined them.
Take the wins where you get them.
You take the wins where you get them.
You were somewhat relevant then, and then you became super relevant after.
If someone offers you 4 first-round picks for a Chris Paul, you take it.
Yep, you do it.
Or, you know, the haul that they get for Paul George was hilariously large for a player who, quite frankly, when the moment comes, he oftentimes would shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with him now with the Clippers, or when he was with the Clippers. It was, and the Clippers franchise as a whole.
No, oh boy.
You can take a team out of Buffalo. You can't take Buffalo out of the team, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts. That hurts to say that.
It's like exactly what it is.
Oh, though. That hurts to say that.
Exactly what it is, though.
I felt dirty saying that. That's not fair. That was kind of a cheap shot here.
But it is funny that basketball, for much of our lives, has actually been built off of general managers and presidents of basketball operations making these holy bleep trades. Sam Presti now with OKC, Danny Ainge with Boston, and it sets them up for this enormous amounts of success because they don't necessarily need to win the lottery, but it's just we're going to have so many darts at the dartboard.
The NBA really has
a number of these guys will hit. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a guy they trade for. Tyrese Halliburton for Indiana is a guy they trade for. But the rest of the roster is a lot of draft picks, you know, savvy free agent signings.
You mentioned
it's so good.
You mentioned Presti and Age in particular. And really what they were is they were both benefactors of a general manager, quite frankly, drinking the stupid juice of I'm going to give everything for this player.
Desperation.
In Ainge's case, Billy King, the then general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, who gave up non-protected picks, non-protected first rounders, for an aging trio.
Yeah. I mean, and they aged quickly.
Quickly, it was
like Boston got that put that big three together towards the end of it.
Yeah, and they were like, we're gonna take the later days of Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and I think that one was it Ray Allen was in that trade or was it Jason Terry?
I think that may have been Jason Terry.
I think it was Jason Terry
because Ray Allen ultimately leaves before that.
Ray Allen leaves before the trade, but Billy King gives up way too many futures of a Brooklyn Nets team for an aging group.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nets, quite frankly, still have yet to recover. They even had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving for a couple of years.
Yep.
They did not recover from it. Their core is not what it could be. those trades help nab them Tatum.
Yep.
Or that trade helps nab them Tatum. And say what you will about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was, last year, an integral part of Boston winning a championship.
Well,
he
is consistently him and Jaylen Brown are those guys.
He is consistently a problem. And that's what I mean by, like, teams have built through the draft. But oftentimes it is you either won a lottery when you had no business doing so, or you took advantage of a desperate general manager, Presti, with the Paul George trade. L.A., desperate to get to that next level.
Because they bring in Ballmer.
They have,
and he wants to spend a ton of money.
Ballmer then brings in Kawhi Leonard,
mm-hmm.
who Toronto, they made that trade, and they didn't overpay for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard. They said, we're getting Kawhi Leonard.
We'll hope to maybe convince him to stay.
But you're not getting a king's ransom, San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think the Spurs have not been back?
It's because Toronto. It's taken them winning the lottery to be relevant again.
But it also, Toronto did not overpay.
Mm-hmm.
They did not get desperate for this. But LA, the Clippers, they signed Kawhi. And then Paul George says he wants to stay in OKC. Then he doesn't because his buddy goes and signs with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And man, Presti took the Clippers and beat them down with the trade offer that he got. What he muscled out of the Clippers, they should build a statue for Paul George if they win.
I mean, they have only made it out of the first round since having Paul George and Kawhi Leonard once.
And that is it. The Clippers have routinely been.
Sorry, twice. The first 2 years they make it to the conference, semifinals and conference finals. Now it's just been first round exits.
Yeah. They're typically the Washington Capitals, except even the Capitals broke through and won a cup in the time that they broke through the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've downgraded to being the Leafs.
Yeah.
Big market team.
Some flashy names. Kawhi's still flashy, I think.
Kawhi is absolutely still flashy. But, yeah, it is. In the NBA, you find a way to recognize properly recognize that you are a team that has to rebuild and figure it out. And you get what you can for the superstar player that is at this crossroads in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Not what Dallas did.
It's not what Dallas did. That's right.
As a matter of fact, they got pantsed in their deal.
I think that they traded
Luka Doncic and did not get the king's ransom that, say, Oklahoma City got for Paul George.
And that's why people do still trash the trade. It's one thing if you sit there and go, we don't think he will maintain this pace into his 30s. He is not conditioned well enough. I think most people would probably agree with you.
Luka Doncic's condition is rough.
But yeah, you take a team to task. You make them pay you everything
so that you can sit there and go, Anthony Davis is actually worth half of that kind of price.
But instead, they built a very old roster that, yes, they'll get Cooper Flagg, but they're going to have a very short window in there with Flagg, and then they're starting over with Cooper Flagg in his prime. We'll see if he hits, because if he does, you can get more stars to go there.
I was going to say, if Anthony Davis is healthy, can you even try to sell him off for the right piece?
Oh, right, and just try to get younger that way of like, well, we've kind of got like our forward
we've
of the
got
future.
We've got our future kind of set up right now. Yeah. Let's try to give it more substance.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you've got an aging Kyrie Irving, you've got an aging Anthony Davis, you've got, they're at the end of their careers, and you could try to sell a team on it, because that's how you succeed in the NBA, is you find a general manager, you pull the wool over their eyes, and then you take what you need.
You'll be bad for a few
and
years.
And you run away.
Yeah.
You hide for a couple of years, but you got that stuff that you took from them, and then you can use it.
And I think, too, looking at the NBA draft over the next few years, because of NIL, players are staying in college longer, and they're going to bigger programs. They're getting better coaching. They're coming in better. I think the next few years for the NBA draft is going to be really, really good in getting mid to late first-round talent. I'm not saying we'll be necessarily superstars, but will be guys that can come in and be legitimate contributing teams or contributing players to championship level teams.
If for example, if Dallas did not make the trade they did for Doncic, and they didn't get the haul that they should have, the Lakers would absolutely be a team that you take advantage of. It's LeBron's final years. Mm-hmm. You try to like make them overpay for something. But Nico Harrison decided, now we're going to give him an easy one on this one. We're going to give him out. They've got their future now with how they want to set it up. Mm-hmm. They didn't overpay for Doncic, so they'll be able to recover their draft capital pretty quickly.
Milwaukee might be a team that
is
going to be a team to watch that maybe could take advantage of. We've won our championship with Giannis. Houston might be desperate, so you get some young players.
Houston absolutely
team. You'll get it done in draft picks and send him off to the West. Be bad for a few years, but like OKC, you're in a smaller market. So what's the best way to build? Because you can't really make free – you can trade. You can't really make a ton of free agent signings. You build up through the draft. Like OKC, even if they win the title this year, is still going to be that mid-market. It's not super fun to be in. Even people that are from there are all like, yeah, we love the Thunder because we hate the city. Like that's the big thing. It's like, Pistons, we can't believe the Thunder's here.
The Pistons might be one of those teams because they're like kind of like – they're figuring it out a little bit.
They have Cade Cunningham and a bunch of people.
Now, that's a team that you should find a way to spend to supplement.
Yeah.
Or, for example, Giannis is hitting free agency.
You go. Oh, he's not. You'd have to trade for him.
Oh,
you have to trade for him.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're not in free agency. Oh, that's where I think Milwaukee can't.
I thought he was a free agent.
He's got years left on his deal.
Oh, he's just done with them. Okay.
Well, potentially, we don't know actually for sure. That's sort of the rumblings, but we don't know for sure. But so to kind of finish up this point on the NBA has kind of become what I think the NFL likes to push itself as, which is we love parity. The NBA's become that. We're on now a seventh straight year. There will be a new champion.
And again, that's the overcorrection from what they had. When everyone's seeing, what was it, 4 years in a row of Cavs and Warriors?
Yep. But I will say, and this is where I wish they would get rid of the lottery, you legitimately, with facts and statistics, could point to any team has a chance. You don't need to be a Lakers fan, a Celtics fan. You don't have to have the best player of a generation making your team relevant. You can literally just draft well, build through your core, make some trades, and guess what? In the Eastern Conference, you're not going to run into LeBron James in his prime keeping all of you out. In the West, even with Victor Wembanyama kind of perceived to be like the next great player in the NBA, okay, but the Spurs won't be able to keep more than like three of their studs without having a terrible bench. You know, Dallas, kind of the same thing. Sure, they got Cooper Flagg. How long is Kyrie and Davis going to be able to hold out? The NFL's built much of their brand off of every year you have hope you can go do it. Your quarterback takes the next jump, a guy gets hurt, what have you, and you've got a shot. It's not really actually all that legitimate, but it's what it's built off of. The NHL has built themselves off of this as well with their playoffs. Round one, baby, just get in, and you've got something here. And where the NBA now, I think, has legitimate proof of just get in the dance. It literally doesn't matter what seed you are.
Yeah, you could be a 10 seed and make a postseason.
And then if you get a guy that's just
the Miami Heat did this a couple years ago.
Yeah. With Jimmy Butler. Yep.
When everyone Jimmy was Butler, joking Tyler about Hero. Him
being, and, oh, yeah. Tyler Hero.
Yep. And a bunch of players. But they make a run out of it after being a play-in team. So, yeah. Get in the dance. And the NBA has kind of personified it. I don't like how they've styled their postseason in terms of letting mediocrity truly shine in those play-in round games. It is strictly for money. But you could sell it to a team. 10 of you in the conference are making it. Mm-hmm. It's not just half of you. Be more. You could be slightly below average in your conference, and you can make the postseason with a couple of plucky games in the play-in tournament.
Yeah, just get hot. Just get hot, and you never know.
Get hot at the end, and there you go. And that leads us back to Indiana. They were not a play-in team, but they got hot late. They go into the playoffs 8-2.
Mm-hmm. They're and playing their best basketball.
And they proceeded to lose only four games all postseason, much like their opponent last night, who incurred loss number 5 in the playoffs.
803-0550, the number to call. Also want to talk about the NHL playoffs. The Stanley Cup Final got underway the other night. Now game 2 tonight in Edmonton. Edmonton did win in overtime. A Leon Draisaitl game winner. Also had some NFL news yesterday. The Colts, I think we were leaning towards them maybe getting another quarterback. Now it might be really, you know, the clock may have struck midnight for Anthony Richardson. And, of course, mandatory minicamps beginning next week for the Buffalo Bills and a ton of other teams in the NFL. So we'll give our thoughts on that. Stick with us. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.